Papoulias's comments did not reflect the kind of gratitude Greece's European and IMF creditors may have expected in return for their assistance. Nor was this sentiment indicative of the brotherly affinity between European nations the euro was supposed to engender when it was conceived, little more than two decades earlier, in the treaty that officially created the European Union. The euro was thought of as the capstone of the decades-long project of forging an ever-closer political and economic union in order to forestall the habitual bouts of tremendous continental bloodletting that had characterized Europe's past. For a while, it seemed to be working out well for everybody, particularly for the Greeks. Greece officially adopted the euro on New Year's Day, 2001, 2 years after the currency's birth, though it didn't start using euro notes and coins until a year later. To accommodate the Greek alphabet, euro bills were printed with the Greek for euro, epsilon, ypsilon, rho, omega, and a Greek version of the 2 euro coin depicted the mythological scene of Zeus, in bull form, abducting the bare-breasted maiden Europa. For years after Greece joined the currency, investors deemed lending money to its government to be only marginally more risky than lending to Germany, a far wealthier and more fiscally prudent nation considered one of the safer places in the world to put your money. With the new ease with which it could borrow, Greece's government doled out big raises to its workforce, raised pension benefits, and spent several billion euros on the 2004 Olympic Games in Athens. Greeks freely spent their newly acquired money, which benefited other Eurozone economies. They bought nice German cars, for instance, and Greece too, spending at local restaurants and shops and a construction boom. From the time of its euro entry until the crisis began to take its toll at the end of 2008, Greece's GDP grew by an average of nearly 4% a year, faster than all other Eurozone countries with the exception of Ireland. To some degree, I had witnessed some of this rise in fortune. When I was a boy growing up in the 1980s, I often visited my grandmother in Greece during the summers. She lived across the road from the ruins of ancient Corinth, and from the front yard you could see the seven remaining columns of an Apollo temple standing against the deep blue backdrop of the